Good morning, everyone. We are here for Jesus. That's why we're here. We're here for Jesus. I have a couple special guests I want to introduce to you today. I know they don't want me to, but I'm going to do it anyway. We have Wade Yamaguchi and Corey Reynolds. Would you guys stand up a minute? These two guys travel all over the country with Bonnie. They do all her video production for like Shriners Hospitals. And we're going to play a song later. These guys have been all over the world. They do all kind of great video work. But the last song we're going to do today, Corey, if you go on the YouTube, he's the one that did the video for the last song we're doing today. So for Great I Am. So welcome. They're both from Colorado, so we're glad they're joining us today. And we're glad for all the guests today. They're joining us for the special birthday celebration. And we're just glad to be here in God's presence. Lori, good to see you. Even though you're a little hot back there. That's okay. She's back there fanning. Let's have a prayer. Father, come humbly before you. We ask your presence and I ask your help today. You know the struggle you and I have been having. And I want to share that today. And I hope that you will open other hearts so they understand the message and how important it is that we stay close to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. This past week, Bonnie and I were in Florida with the guys. They were filming for Shriners Hospitals. They're doing a documentary. And I had some time. And so we had this beautiful condo overlooking the Gulf of Mexico right on the panhandle. And Jackie and I meet for lunch. We try to do it every week or for coffee. And this past week, we got together when I got back from Florida. And I told her, man, I've been struggling with hearing from God. I just felt distant the last month or 6 weeks or so. I'd just been struggling for so many years. I counted on God. I would go to Him for my sermons, and I would ask Him to give me the words. Because it's vital that the Holy Spirit speaks through a person that's in this pulpit. It's not a place to just hone your public speaking skills or trying to be fancy with words. God has to speak through the pastor or it's worthless. Because it's only through His words and His power that can change hearts and touch people. Because what we're trying to do here is not physical, but spiritual. It's spiritual feeding. And we can starve spiritually, and you can starve spiritually if your pastor's not receiving spiritual words from God. And I had this fear that I'd come and I worked on sermons and I just struggled with them. And I told Jackie, I said, man, I don't know what's going on. She said, well, you're in a dry period. I said, yeah, and I don't like it. I don't like it at all. So I had this break, and I went to Florida with the crew, and I would sit on the deck, and I took books, and I read, and I would listen to sermons. Floyd, you were talking about that. You listen to other preachers' sermons. I'm trying to be filled, and finally, I felt the connection coming back. I hate being disconnected from God. I hate it. And I don't know why. I don't know what happens, but something does. So while I'm sitting on this deck overlooking the ocean, we happened to be where our room was. It was right near a lifeguard tower, and it was kind of chilly while we were down there. And the weather was windy. And one of the days I was out there praying and reading, it didn't stop people from coming to the beach. And the water is very cold, but the kids would jump right in, and there were a few adults that would get in. But we're by this lifeguard tower, and one of the things I noticed is the families with young children gathered around the lifeguard tower. They stayed close to the lifeguard tower. And there were other people that would get in the ocean, and because that the weather situation, matter of fact, it was a red flag one day, and that means that you got to be very cautious if you're going to get in the ocean. There was an extreme current. It was coming from the east and going to the west. And I would notice that the people that got in the ocean right in front of me, it wasn't long, and they had drifted quite a ways down the beach because just from being in the water, because it was a very strong current. And I think that's what happens to Christians and pastors. It's possible to drift and drift not ever out of God's love, but we find ourselves surrounded in something that moves us. It could be the place where you work. It's like I say, you have to be aware, where is your crowd taking you? Where is the people you're hanging with pushing you? And you find in life, whether it's your job or the worries of the world or whatever the pressures are, whatever surrounds us, we can find ourselves being drifted away from where we need to be. And unless we've got a vision of that lifeguard tower, you really have no place, a mark to watch where you are and how far you're drifting. And I don't know how it happens, but it's human tendency that we want to drift, or that we get caught up in things. We get caught up in the things of life. We get busy with our jobs. We get busy with our wealth. We get busy with our aches and pains. We get busy with whatever it is, and we drift away from the lifeguard tower. I'm sure Jackie's had that experience. None of us are exempt. We have to be aware of life, especially when we're Christians, and we want to be able to stay close to the lifeguard tower. And I think spiritually, what happens to a lot of us, because it's human nature, is we sometimes feel as if we don't need a lifeguard. We'll be our own lifeguard. It's called self-sufficiency. And it's one of the greatest lies that Satan has ever planted in us. We can be self-sufficient. We don't need the lifeguard. The lifeguard is just there to blow the whistle at me when I'm having fun. The lifeguard's just there. He's annoying me. I want to do things away from the lifeguard. Self-sufficiency. It happened in the Garden of Eden. God planted the greatest lie ever. You don't need God to find true happiness, true peace, true enjoyment in life. As a matter of fact, Satan's lie is you can have a lot more fun and a lot more peace and a lot more enjoyment in life if you get rid of the lifeguard, drift away, and go do your own thing. And yet when I see people in the world that are caught up, they're miserable. I wrote some notes here when I was thinking there on the beach. It says, you know that you have spiritually drifted too far when you're having a hard time hearing the lifeguard, the Holy Spirit, call out to you and warn you. You've drifted too far. It's a warning sign. You know that you've drifted too far when the desire for reading God's Word has lost its appeal to you. That happened to me. I didn't even want to open the Bible because I had drifted. You know when you've drifted too far from the tower of safety, when you have lost your desire to even look up and check where you are in relationship to the lifeguard tower. Or for hearing the Word of God, or being preached the Word of God. And you have lost your desire to be near God and in conversation with God. It's a sure sign that you are in the wrong path. Something is moving you away from Him. This lie, none of us are exempt. You have to be aware. You can be a Sunday school teacher and you can drift. You can be in a praise and worship team and you can drift. You can be a pastor and you can drift. And all I know is in my heart, when that begins happening, I get very uncomfortable. I felt lost. As a matter of fact, I began questioning whether I should even be a pastor. Because if God is not going to give me the word, there's no sense in me standing before you. It's just worthless. People without God are they're heading towards misery if they're not already miserable. Without God and His guidance, there is no hope. Without God, there is no future. Without God, there's no true love. And without God, there is no true peace. And I'll tell you, without God, our lifeguard, life becomes very shallow. Without God in my life, I could not be enjoying the amazing relationship I have with my wife. You know why? Because without God and His guidance, I would become a selfish person. I would be living more for me than for her. Without God in my life, I would be a miserable person. I wouldn't be able to be generous and like being generous. I wouldn't be able to be forgiving and enjoy being a forgiving person. because we drift too far away. Our purpose, we've said this before. When you forget your primary purpose in life, you're going to find yourself has drifted a long way away from where you should be. And your primary purpose in life, God created you for one reason, and that's to glorify Him. And until you discover that and learn that and put that in your heart, I don't care what you do in life. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care how many girlfriends or boyfriends you have. I don't care what your title is. If you don't know that your primary purpose in life is to glorify God, you're living way below where you could be living. But when you make God your primary purpose to glorify Him, then everything you do takes on a whole new meaning, a whole new way to approach life. It's a whole new way to live in a relationship. It's a whole new way to have neighbors. It's a whole new way to go to work. It's a whole new way to face problems when you know your primary purpose in life is to glorify God. Doesn't matter what you face then. And the other thing that I think happens to us is we sometimes picture God not as a saving lifeguard, but as a army sergeant that would sit there on the beach, and rather, if we get in trouble, rather than jumping in and coming after us, he was just there yelling, "Try harder, swim harder. Listen to me, you are not swimming correctly. Swim harder." Meanwhile, you're drowning, and there's the lifeguard on the beach with a megaphone saying, "Try harder, swim harder, go this way, you're not doing it right," rather than jumping in and saving you. It would make no sense. That's not the Jesus we worship. Let me read to you from Matthew. Matthew chapter 18, it says, "What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that has wandered off? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off." I think of that lifeguard to get on the beach, all the children playing around him. And if one child wanders off and gets lost and is out to sea, that lifeguard is in the ocean giving everything he's got to rescue that lost sheep and bring him back. And when he saves that child, there is rejoicing. And that's the Jesus we worship. You can find yourself out in stormy seas. You can find yourself so far away from God, you can't even see shore anymore. But the beautiful thing about the Jesus we worship is, he says, "The day you cry out to me, the day you cry out to me and lift your hand to me, I will come and I will rescue you. I will be there for you. I will lift you out of your stormy seas. I will lift you out of trouble. I am there for you because I am there and I will be with you forever. I will never let you go. I'm there for you. Jesus loves you. That's what I know. The Jesus we worship loves us. And He is there. He is our lifeguard. Become aware of the current you're in right now. Whatever it is. Because I've just experienced it. When you drift away too far from the lifeguard, try to find your bearings. Go back. Do what it takes. Get involved in reading God's Word. It changes your life. I know we're all sophisticated. I know we all have cell phones and computers and we've been to school and we've earned degrees and we've got money in the bank and we've got great things to do. But if your life primary purpose is not to glorify God, you're missing the boat. You're lost in a sea. You're lost. And it's a frightening thing to be lost. Jackie, if you would. So today, in this moment, wherever you're at, whatever ocean or body of water you find yourself in, this is the table of grace. Jesus says, "Come to me. All of you are heavy burdened and laden with problems and issues. I have overcome the world. Come to me. Let me rescue you." All of us are loved by God. But it's a choice for us to cry out and say, "I need you. I need you in my life." Now here at Emmanuel Methodist and Praise Community Fellowship, two churches joined together as one family, we have open communion. We welcome everyone who wants that relationship with Jesus Christ to be part of the family. What I want you to do today, when you line up to come and take communion with us, you can take a cup or you can take the bread and dip it, whatever your choice is. And we also have wafers here. When you come forward, allow yourself to be drawn back to the tower. Go to God, go to Jesus and say, Jesus, I need you. I'm coming before you today and I want to share in this meal with this remembrance of the bread and the blood. Remind me. Bring me back. Bring me close to you. Allow me to feel the warmth of your rescuing arms. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Gracious God, it's a privilege to come to this table.